So we're getting clearer on their MO as we go, that a big part of their MO is to turn us against each other, to keep us at each other's throats. And that may be the main thing that's in various versions or expressions of it. So who are all these weapon systems designed to be used against? Why is it never discussed, the fact that none of us are born wanting to be at each other's throats? Why are we still being duped by states? Not only is progress in our authentic sense never discussed, but rather the assumption is that our divisiveness is endless. It's as if Goring never uttered these words from his jail cell for all of us to contemplate. This is what he said. Why, of course, the people don't want war. Why should some poor, and by the way, I've read this a couple times, I think, at least one other time, and on air. And I so wanted the interviewer to ask Goring, why do you want war? You know, just explore power, turn that big bright lights on them. That's what's never been done. While we're so busy, being manipulated by them. That's changing though, right? We are no longer being manipulated by them, and we are seeing them under the rocks they hide. Goring. Why, of course, the people. I mean, I don't really like that metaphor. That's why I'm hesitating here. Like, we are seeing them in all of their various guises, hidden power. Goring. Why, of course, the people don't want war. Why would some poor slob on a farm want to risk his life in a war when the best he can get out of it is to come back to his farm in one piece? Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That's understood. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy. And it's always a simple matter to drag the people along, whether it's a democracy, or a fascist dictatorship, or a parliament, or a communist dictatorship. And then the interviewer, Gilbert, asks, there is one difference. In a democracy, the people have some say in the matter through their elected representatives. And in the United States, only Congress can declare wars. And Goring replies, that's all well and good. But, voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. He told the truth, never discussed. Never discussed. In our April 3rd, 2014 broadcast, when we first considered those words of Goring's, we said that we can no longer tolerate the illusion that we can sanguinely vest our power in states. Today, I would say that we've never been sanguine about accepting this rotten deal. Rather, we simply didn't know what else to do. Overwhelmed as we've been by the totalitarian structure of class, with its threads insinuated into all aspects of our lives, though this feeling has mostly been an unconscious sense, prevented as we've been from discussing it, and moreover, as we've not had the language to discuss it in, not had our own definitions, and beyond this, as we've been silenced, and intentionally so, by the power-constructed language of economics, which was the subject of our June 1st, 2014 show. Silenced by the power-constructed language of economics, which took our words from us, leaving us deeply silenced, or finding that in order to speak, quote unquote, we had to use its language. What we're asking of Alice is, what is the root, or what are the roots to recovery of authenticity, of spontaneous feelings, of voice? Could one root be the debunking of the con economics. And to help with that question, I posted for us to listen again to this excerpt from that show, June 1st, 2014. And I hope you had a chance to listen to it. We asked, how are we supposed to enter into authentic discussions of our future when authentic thought is not allowed to exist? And today, we ask the question like this: is authentic thought a route to the recovery of our spontaneous feeling? And then, once authentic thought flows, as our recovered language grows, and as we find our tribes and start the necessary conversations, once our discontent becomes conscious because we have an adequate language for it, and so an adequate understanding of it, and we pool our resources, will we discover that Shakespeare is correct, that all difficulties are but easy when they are known, and that heart and faith are sufficient to meet this challenge facing us as global humans?